You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A shortage of ethics brand liquid ibuprofen is seeing the drug put on strict allocation. Due to unprecedented demand and shipping delays, the painkiller medication is seeing lower stock in Aotearoa that will likely last until the end of the month. Dr. Stuart Dalziel from Starship Children's Hospital has called the shortage into concern, saying that it was a major issue for community pharmacies, considering the fact that it forces some to shop between different pharmacies and stores. To learn more about the issue, I spoke to Lisa Williams, the Director of Operations at Pharmac. She first ran me over some details of the issue.
So what we know is that there is some constrained supply. There is product in the country, but what the supplier is doing is releasing that on allocation. So that means that when the orders come in from pharmacies, they're just checking to make sure that there is equitable distribution of the stock that's available around the country.
Where is this shortage coming from?
So the company has basically told us that there was a spike, unprecedented spike in demand for the medicine, and then that's resulted in some lead times for resupply. I do want to assure your listeners that there's more product on the way. It's actually on a boat now at sea, and we're expecting it to arrive end of January, early February.
Why is there unprecedented demand right now?
So, I mean, obviously there was lots of winter illnesses, and that's been happening all around the world. But as I said, it's unprecedented. Generally, we know that that's going to happen. There will be a spike in demand over winter, but this has been more than in other years.
What consequences could this shortage lead to, do you know?
Well, I mean, obviously, well, hopefully there is sufficient product to get us through until the new product arrives. And additionally, the supplier is actually bringing in sufficient supply for 10 months demand in this shipment that's arriving, with more to come in May. So this is a short-term issue, and we hope that there are other funded alternatives that people can use if they can't get access to ibuprofen.
Is Pharmac worried about the shortage right now, or are you confident that this will be okay in the short term or even long term future?
We're really pleased that the supplier is bringing in a significant volume of product which will arrive within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So we don't think that this is a long-term issue, and we're hopeful that the equitable distribution of the product and the availability of funded alternatives will get us through until that arrives.
While ibuprofen is often seen as a regular go-to over-the-counter medicine that could be switched out for other painkillers like paracetamol, there are situations that require their usage. Where might one need ibuprofen, and are their needs being prioritised right now?
We are aware that there are certain situations where ibuprofen is the best product to use, and we're hopeful that there's sufficient product available to meet the needs of those people that can't use an alternative product.
What steps are Pharmac currently taking to manage the ongoing shortage?
So we've communicated with community pharmacies about the supply disruption and given them all the information that we have, and we're maintaining close contact with the supplier and monitoring the arrival of the shipment that is going to restock the market.
What can people at home currently do if they are struggling to access ibuprofen? What steps can they take to either quell whatever it is that they need the ibuprofen for, or is there anything that they can do to access it easier?
Well, I guess one of the key things to do is if the pharmacy that you go to get your funded dispensing doesn't have ibuprofen oral liquid in stock, ring around some other pharmacies and see if they have it.
And around what time are you expecting the shortage to be quelled, or what time are you expecting it to sort of calm down?
Yeah, so what we've been advised is that 10 months worth of stock will arrive in the end of January, early February. So we're really hopeful that within the next few weeks, this issue will be resolved.
That was Pharmac Director of Operations Lisa Williams chatting about the ongoing liquid ibuprofen shortage in Aotearoa.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.